AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan is testifying before Congress this morning about that U.S. airstrike that killed 22 people in a hospital in Kunduz, a city where Afghan forces have been battling the Taliban.
A hospital was mistakenly struck. We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility.
How did this happen?
On Saturday morning, our forces provided close air support to Afghan forces at their request. To be clear, the decision to provide aerial fires was a U.S. decision made within the U.S. chain of command.
General John Campbell says he cannot give any further details at the moment, but he is promising a full and transparent investigation. They need water. It may seem like an odd request in South Carolina, where they've had a once-in-a-thousand-year rainstorm, according to the governor, but they need drinking water in the hard-hit capital city of Columbia after water services were knocked out by the storms. R.J. Reeves is in Columbia this morning, where officials are warning about the flooding yet to come.
The sun is out, and people are thrilled about that. But I'm standing right beside what is normally a creek, and it's swollen to about three times its normal size, and there's a spillway above it, and water is pouring out, and there's nasty white foam on top of the water.
13 people have died in these rainstorms across the Carolinas. Texas will execute Juan Martin Garcia tonight. He killed a man in an $8 robbery, but implies the man wouldn't have been shot if he hadn't fought back. The victim, a Christian missionary, was shot four times in the head and neck. Garcia has also been linked to two other attempted murders, carjackings, and several robberies. The Dow is up 72 points. This is AP Radio News. An NTSB official calls the sinking of a U.S. cargo ship during a hurricane off the coast of the Bahamas a tragic situation, one that they will be investigating beginning today. The NTSB team is on the way, says Vice Chairman Bella Dinzar.
The investigators will be, we hope, finding as much materials as possible. But it's a big challenge when there's such a large area of water and at such depths.
33 people were on board that ship. 28 of them were Americans. One body has been spotted. Just released federal court documents allege that former UN General Assembly President John Ash accepted more than $500,000 in bribes from a Chinese real estate mogul and other business people in exchange for helping obtaining lucrative investments and government contracts. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.